Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Lion Ministries, and we are extremely excited about being with you tonight. I know we've got some new callers on the line, but as we do every night at Hip Hop National, we're going to open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together tonight, for the willingness to speak your word. Father, I know that there are people out there right now that you've led people to this call that need and are hungry for your word tonight. So, Father, speak through me. Make me obedient to your will. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Well, good evening and welcome again to Crimson Lion Ministries on Sunday night. Again, we're really excited about the message tonight. If there are new callers on the line, which I hope there are new callers, I always open the show by making sure that everybody understands the three mandates for this ministry, three biblical mandates that we do not waver from at all, and that is the kingdom of God now, that the kingdom of God is not some far-off place in the future we aspire to by doing good things on this earth, the righteousness of God now. Very, very few people understand what righteousness is. Righteousness is being right in every area of life that has to do with God's creation. That is being righteous in your relationships. That's being righteous in your relationship with your boss. That's being right in your relationship with your own body. That's being righteous in the relationship with God's creation. Righteous in the relationship with your country that you live in and the laws that you abide by. Righteousness is always relational, and it has to do with every aspect of God's creation. And the third thing is the image of Christ, that is the main thing, that when we wake up every morning, should be our goal, is to represent Christ, to behave the way he behaved. And I've said this before, is that it's real easy to act like Jesus, it's just not real easy to react like Jesus. See, we've got a lot of holy folks walking around, God bless you and hallelujah and those kinds of things, but their behavior when things get tight, that behavior when things get stressful, is the farthest thing from the image of Christ, and that's what we're trying to help you with now. The series that we're in will absolutely change your life. How to change your life in 10 days, 10 Sunday nights. And if there was a way I could guarantee this, I would. But if you will take these principles that I'm teaching you, it will change your life immediately. It will change your relationships with the people around you. It will change the way they treat you. It will change the way you treat them instantly, if you will just adopt these principles. What we're going to attempt to do tonight is we're going to attempt to bridge the gap. We're going to back up just a little bit. We're going to talk about identity a little bit, which we've talked about before. And we're going to talk about honor again. This entire series will always go back to honor, because that is one of the strongest keys to unlocking the kingdom and the realities of the kingdom here on earth. And it's one of the things that we are sorely lacking, especially in this country. We live in a culture of disrespect. We live in a culture of dishonor. We live in a culture of slander. We live in a culture, and if you were with me last night, and we're going to cover this again, we talked about treasures. We talked about the kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field. And a man hid that treasure, and for joy of that treasure, he bought the entire field. But here in America, we have a lot of treasure buyers, but we don't have a lot of field buyers. Here in America, we want your treasure, but we're not willing to put up with your field to get it. And we're going to talk some more about that. We're very intolerant. We're very judgmental. So I'm going to teach you a principle on honor and how to honor somebody, how to recognize those cues, those flags that you can recognize, those treasures in someone. And if you'll just take the time and spend time and nurture and respect someone, you would have no idea what kind of treasure you'll get. And that's how our life changes. When we become more tolerant, when we become more respectful, when we learn how to honor those around us, our lives will start to change. So with that said, please stick with us. Please call your friends, call your family, call anybody, because they're going to want to hear this. Because I'll say it again, this will change your life immediately if you'll put these things into practice. So we're going to take a short break for music and some commercial breaks. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Lion Ministries.
For everybody that came out here to help me give God some praises, let me hear you say praise him. Say praise him. Let me hear you say praise him. Yeah.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. That was Praise Him by Terry Allen. All right. We're going to do our best to see if we can merge the previous topics on the kingdom, what it means to be a kingdom citizen, and these new principles, these new keys that will literally change your life if you'll listen closely and wake up tomorrow morning and start putting these things in practice. We have to understand that as believers, that we are a part of the kingdom of God, that we are kingdom citizens, that because we are kingdom citizens, we have rights. We have responsibilities. We have a responsibility to obey the laws of the kingdom, to obey the constitution of the kingdom. We have a responsibility to read the instruction manual. We've talked about that, that we were given an instruction manual with every key to life inside of it. All the caution pages, all the do nots and all the can do's, it's all there. We have to spend time with the King. If we are limited to 1 hour every week in a church, and we depend on that to give us what we need to sustain the type of behavior and the type of commitment that is needed to be a kingdom citizen, we will fail. It does not work. It has never worked. We all have a choice. We have a choice to either stand outside the walls of the kingdom looking in, hoping that someday we'll be able to experience those realities that we're seeing. Or we have a choice to live inside the kingdom, to live those victories, to obtain that inheritance that the Bible talks about, that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, and to experience those realities in our lives, in our families, in the workplace, in every aspect of our lives. We have to understand that the kingdom of God is now. Adam and Eve were given a kingdom to rule over. They had dominion over the kingdom. They chose to give it up. And then God sent his son to bring the kingdom back. And that's why Jesus, when he started to preach, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has arrived. I'm giving you back the kingdom, and I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about how to live in, to operate, to rule over, and to experience the realities of the kingdom of heaven right here on earth." That's why Jesus came. He set everything straight. He fixed what was broken. He gave us the ability to come before God and repent of our sins and to wake up, to stand up, and have a brand new clean slate, no longer having to live with the pain and the mistakes and the failures of the past, but to start brand new. The Bible says that when we come to God and ask for forgiveness, he throws all of those sins into the lake of forgetfulness, and it's gone. He never remembers it again. The problem is that we do. And the problem is that everybody around us remembers. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom. We absolutely have to understand that there is a king, he has a kingdom, and we are the citizens that live in it. And we're not only citizens, but we're children of the king. And because we're children of the king, we have rights to an inheritance. If you'll read Ephesians chapter 1, that entire chapter of Ephesians chapter 1 is just loaded with bombs about being predestined, about being adopted into the royal family. When you accept Jesus, you're adopted into a family. When you're adopted into any family, that means I have rights to an inheritance. Remember, we've said before, you have to know who you are before you know what you have rights to. In Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about that inheritance. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness." All things. Everything that we need to know is inside of us. We just need to figure out, and somebody needs to teach the truth on how to unlock these things inside of us. We have to understand that the kingdom is in us. The kingdom is in you. All the realities of the kingdom is locked inside of you. But there are principles that we have to put into practice before we'll experience those kingdom realities. And one of the things that we must do, the Bible says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This has been an interesting week. One of the challenges of being in ministry is that your whole life revolves around teaching the truth. You spend a lot of time on the phone answering questions, counseling people that are hurting, that are broken, that are at the end of their rope, that don't know where to turn. And yet, on a daily basis, you see these same people that somehow, for some reason, can't break those old habits, the habits that have developed year after year after year. the things they were told from childhood, the experiences that they had in childhood, the experiences from adolescence, the experiences from their teenage years, from their young adulthood, these things that just keep holding on. And those things shape behavior patterns and thought patterns that wreck you. So somehow, some way, we have to spend enough time with the Father. We have to get on our face and cry out to Him and say, I don't have anything left. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of thinking this way. I'm tired of behaving this way instinctively. Before I even know it, I'm already in this behavior, and I didn't mean to be in this behavior, but it's the way I've always behaved. I can't help it anymore. You've got to step in and help me. We have to reach that point when we're broken enough, when we're tired of chasing after the wind. Just like it says in Ecclesiastes, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. All, everything's chasing after the wind, unless it's chasing after the kingdom. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is going to work. Just like I said before, you have the ability to have enormous success in this world, especially here in the United States. Two ways. One way is to completely turn your back on God. Turn your back on Him, live the rules, the principles of this world, be willing to go down that road, run over people, use people, abuse people, and you can be successful. The other way is to completely give your life over to God, operate in the principles of the kingdom, and allow Him to shower those blessings down on you. Allow that inheritance to show up. Because if you try to live in between, you're headed for a train wreck. You will crash into a brick wall. Eventually. It might be more sooner than later. It might be later. But you will crash and burn. And then you'll have to start all over again if you're blessed enough to get that chance. So we have to know who we are. We are children of the King. And not unlike any father. If you have a father that's committed to his family, who's committed to his children, there's nothing that he wouldn't do for his children. He would lay down his life for his children. But once those children reach a mature age, the father expects a certain type of behavior. He expects to see growth. He expects to see maturity. He expects to see more responsibility. And if he doesn't, and the child keeps turning back around over and over and over and over again, help me, Daddy, help me, Daddy, help me, Daddy, eventually he's going to say, I told you the rules. I told you the principles. I told you what you had to do in order to acquire this inheritance. And I love you enough to say no. See, we don't like to look at God that way, because we like to go to church and we like to hear the preacher saying, knock and the door shall be opened, seek and you shall find. We like to think that we can live in any manner we choose, being unrighteous in relation to each other, in relation to our spouses, in relation to our children, in relation to our work in the workplace. And we expect to be able to get down on our knees and say, Father, help me, help me. And then we curse Him and get mad at Him because He doesn't rain blessings down on us. It's real simple. So now let's go back to last week, and we're going to cover this in a little more, I don't want to say graphic detail, but I'm going to see if I can paint a picture of this. We're going to go back to Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, and this is the parable of the hidden treasure. This is Jesus speaking, and he said again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. This is an incredibly important principle, an analogy on how, on a key that will unlock the kingdom. We have to understand that every single human being on this planet, regardless of what you think, regardless of what society has told you, regardless of what the news tells you, that every single person around you, there is a treasure hidden somewhere. But just like I said at the beginning of the show, we live in a society and we live in a culture that we want the treasure, but we're not willing to put up with your field. And let me clarify that for a minute. Make sure you understand. There are some people, and this is biblical, so you can feel confident that when you wake up tomorrow and if you feel like there's anybody that you need to evict from your life, it's okay. Because some people need evicting. Because some people will suck the life out of you. They will find your treasure. They will identify your treasure. They will use your treasure to further their agenda. They will use your treasure to get everything they want. And then they will leave you laying there like a dead corpse with no feeling whatsoever about the condition that they left you in. That is a fact and a harsh reality of the world we live in. But what we're going to discuss is we're talking about those relationships, those strategic relationships that God places people in your life. And one of the important principles of all of this is recognition. It is hard for us to recognize those signs that God is trying to see. How many opportunities do we miss? How many people has God placed in our life that we dismiss? We dismiss at a moment's notice because maybe we didn't have as much in common with those people as we'd like to, or maybe they didn't behave like us. Maybe they were of a different ethnicity or come from a different culture or something, and we missed it. Because we live in a world where things have to look a certain way, and because I'm so comfortable in the culture or the society or the socioeconomic group or the community or whatever it is that I'm living in, if you are not like that, if there's too many things about you that are off-putting, I'm not going to give you the time of day, but we have to be able to recognize those moments. Those moments in our lives when God said, I was there. I sent this person for a reason, and you missed it. So how do we recognize those things? They become much more easy to recognize when we're living by kingdom principles. The more we get our life right, the more we understand about righteousness, the more we understand about our inheritance and who we're supposed to be inside the kingdom, the easier it will be to recognize somebody else who has those same characteristics. But see, we're so busy with the status quo. And that's what we saw a lot of this week. We saw a lot of stress. We saw a lot of drama. And what I saw as a pastor was a lot of escape. Sometimes the drama and the stress can get to you to such an extent. What are some of the ways we use to escape? We'll escape on the internet, of just immersing ourselves in such nonsense, brainless activity that, hey, it makes us laugh. So we live in it. There's no inspiration. There's no positivity. There's nothing godly about it. But it helps us to disconnect, and I get it. I think I'm just as guilty of that as anybody is. But listen to what Philippians chapter 4 says. whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely and of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Is that how we live our life? Do we wake up in the morning saying, I'm going to guard my heart? I'm going to guard my head? I'm going to guard myself against nonsense? Because it's kind of like Grandma used to say, garbage in, garbage out. The more garbage I let in, then when that stress comes and that drama comes and that conflict comes, that drama comes right back out of my mouth. So what is the big picture that we're looking at there? The image of Christ. So when we have those opportunities to handle things in a kingdom way, in a godly way, that knowledge is so far tucked back in the deep, darkest corners of our brain because we've spent 5 seconds with God. We've spent 5 seconds meditating on His Word, and we've spent hours and hours and hours and hours filling our heads full of garbage and nonsense. So what we put in is always what comes out the quickest. It's a principle. It's a fact. We see it every day. There's another thing we have to understand. That as kingdom citizens, as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ. That means we're ambassadors for the kingdom because we're ambassadors for the King. Please listen to me when I say this. If any country in the world sends an ambassador out of that country to anywhere else in the world to represent that country, that ambassador must display every single characteristic of the way that country, that kingdom, that state operates. He must dress appropriately. He must speak appropriately. He must walk, talk, act. Everything about that person will represent the country, the kingdom, or the state. Because if it doesn't, what's he going to do? He's going to embarrass his country. He's going to embarrass his kingdom. And it won't take but about 5 minutes for him no longer to be called an ambassador. The Bible says that we're all ambassadors for the kingdom, which means that we're to behave that way in every aspect of our lives. The Bible says that we are a light. We are the light in a dark world. When you get a chance, do this. Go into your house and find a closet that doesn't have a light in it. Walk up to the closet, turn the knob, and very, very slowly open the door. Don't open it fast. Just open it slowly. Look inside the closet and watch what happens. Light always. This is a law. Nobody can dispute this. Light always consumes darkness. Darkness never consumes light. As soon as there's a crack in the door, you can see inside the closet. That is what we are supposed to be every day of our lives. And every day, at the end of the day, I can sit down and I can list my failures. All the opportunities that were there that I missed. Because I reacted poorly. I could name 20 today. But guys, we've got, for us to act and react like Christ, we have to understand how he acted and reacted. The Bible said he made himself of no reputation, but yet we spend hours daily trying to increase our reputation. Look at me. No. That's the opposite. See, the more we know about the kingdom and the more we know about the king and how he acted and reacted, the more we'll start to emulate his behavior. Because he made himself of no reputation. He didn't go around saying, look at me and look what I can do. He loved people. He had compassion for people. He fed people. He healed people. He cast out demons. All of those things he did. Never once thinking of himself, being obedient unto death. And because of that, can you name one other person in history that has the reputation of Jesus Christ? Wow, that's interesting how that works, isn't it? Die to yourself. Put yourself last and watch how you become first. Put yourself last and watch how much brighter your light shines. But if your entire life is about saying, look at me, it's going to be a slow, painful road. You have to understand this whole concept of a treasure, because just like I said in the beginning of the broadcast, we have a lot of treasure buyers, but we don't have a lot of field buyers. Let's talk about relationships. We meet someone, we're lonely. Everybody desires to someone to share our life with, meet someone we have something in common with, maybe we have a lot in common with, and we know how the story goes. But what we do is we violate these principles. Why would we sleep with somebody that doesn't even know our last name? Why would we do that? See, we just gave them a treasure, but they have no idea about the field. And believe me, we live in a culture. Somebody will take your treasure without buying the field if you give them the opportunity to do that. See, these are principles that we're supposed to operate by. But we wake up one day, and we're 40, 45, 50, 55 years old. We've been married once, twice, three times, four times, seven times. And we're not getting this principle of saying, I need to understand what my identity is in Christ. And if I understand what my identity is and I'm operating by kingdom principles, it's going to be much easier for me to recognize somebody who's also operating by kingdom principles. And, oh, by the way, that might be something that we need to have in common. But we don't, do we? And next thing you know, that treasure's gone. And the first sign of any field, any personality quirk, any baggage from the past that pops up, he gone. See, if we'd understand these principles and start living by them, our lives will be a lot less painful. A lot less painful. And I don't know if we have any men listening in tonight. I know we at least have one. But I'm appealing to any man who will contact me and be willing to step up and be the kind of godly leader and the godly man and a soldier and a warrior for Christ that we need in this country. And this is a personal issue for me because that's what's gone horribly wrong. The one thing you'll hear me say a lot is know your role. Know your role. Know the role that God placed you in. Know the characteristics that you're supposed to display. Because if you're not displaying them, we just have train wreck after train wreck after train wreck after train wreck. And you have women out there every day who are working three jobs to support their kids because men have given up. And until we have men to step up, to turn back toward God, to learn these principles, to learn what it's like to be a strong man of God who doesn't run out on your kids, who doesn't run out at the first sign of trouble, a man that his wife can lean on, can trust, that when she falls, she knows that he's there to pick her up, that she feels safe in his arms. Those days are long gone, and they need to come back. And they need to come back immediately. I'm surrounded by women in my ministry. And I hear the talk about the women's empowerment groups. They're seeking each other out to build each other up because they have no safety or no confidence or no trust in men to stand by their side and go through life together. For relationships that are built on a love for Jesus Christ, where your weakness is my strength and my weakness is your strength, and I've got your back and you've got my back. And we experience a love that's not conditional, this American love, specifically American love that says, I love you as long as you give me what I want, and I love you until the day that you tick me off or frustrate me, and then I'm gone. See, that's American love. But godly love is agape love. Agape love is unconditional. Unconditional love says, I know that I've recognized and I see your treasure, but I also know you have a field. And I'm going to walk with you every step of the way, and we're going to make sure those issues that you've dealt with because you've experienced so much pain and so much hurt and so much failure in your life, we're going to pick them off one by one and get rid of them all. And I'm going to love you through it. And in the end, now you've got a team. Now you've got a powerful team that can change the world. But the biggest thing is missing is men. Strong men, strong godly men are hard to find. But just like last week, I'm asking everyone on this call, wake up tomorrow, turn over a new leaf. Spend less time on the internet. Spend less time with nonsense. Be an example to those around you. Be an example to your coworkers. Be an example to the children around you. Be an example of a godly person who exhibits those traits of whatever is true and noble and just and pure and lovely and of good rapport and of virtue, things that are praiseworthy. Pass those things on to somebody. Build somebody up. And if we can, even though it's hard, and this is the hardest thing on the planet to do, especially when we're stressed out and we have financial issues, we have relationship issues, we have all the stress and pressure of life pushing down on us, the hardest thing in the world to do is to be tolerant. And to give people another chance. I'm all about second chances. I might be about third chances. Once we get past three, we need to have a serious heart-to-heart. And we might need to part ways. And if anybody would like to talk about that being biblical, we'll talk about that. But if you display those characteristics, if they see those characteristics in you, if they see the light in you and the love in you and the compassion and the knowledge and the wisdom, it is an absolute guarantee that you won't see as much of that field, of that garbage, that past, that pain, that selfishness. We have to be the ones to set the example. If we're that light will consume the darkness around us. But we've got to put ourselves in check. We have to really take stock of the things that we're doing, the things that we're saying, the way that we're speaking. Pay attention to the way you speak. Pay attention to the way you present yourself. Pay attention. If you have an organization and you claim that organization is a Christian organization, and I saw this week. This is very important. This is a seminar that I taught this week on a toxic culture. Be very, very careful, especially with social media. If you've left your public page, and this is some teaching stuff, if you've left your public page open for people to post on your page, please pay attention. Because if you're putting the word out there that you're a Christian organization and that you represent family values and those things, pay attention. Because one wrong picture, one wrong post could change the perception of not just numerous people, but maybe that one person who is looking to sow or give into your ministry or your organization, your nonprofit, whatever it is. Be very, very careful about how you present yourself. And it always goes back to those kingdom principles. Put it to the test. Before you post something, put it to a test. Am I representing the kingdom? Am I being a light? Am I being of no reputation? Am I building up or tearing down? Again, it's a choice. Those around me who choose to be of the world and represent themselves as if they're of the world doesn't change my opinion of them, doesn't make me love them any less. But it does let me know how serious they're taking this idea of experiencing kingdom realities in our lives. See, that's the ultimate question, isn't it? How much do you want to experience those kingdom realities in your life? How much do you want that inheritance? How much of that power of the Holy Spirit do you want to be displayed through you on a daily basis? How much do you believe in? Do you believe it's true? Or are you just talking? Or are you just using the name of God or the name of Jesus to gain favor, to get you in the door, to increase your reputation, to further your agenda? Because that's a dangerous road to go down. I've been there. Stick with me. Hang in there. This is number two. And I know a lot of it was a repeat of last week. Some of it was new. But it's going to get better. It's going to get more intense. It's going to get more exciting. Only if you put it into practice. As I've said before, if anybody would like to contact me personally, you can email me at crimsonlineatlanta@gmail.com. That's crimsonlineatlanta@gmail.com. Or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/crimsonlineministries. Be happy if you want to leave your phone number. I'll be happy to return your call. We are doing individual counseling now. If you're in the area, we can do it in person. If you're not in the area, we do it by phone. But there are those now who are kind of starting to come out of the woodwork a little bit, who are wanting to kind of take this to another level. We're getting some interest in some other cities across the nation who are looking to start part of what we do in those cities. But with this radio broadcast, and I always need to make sure I let people know, we're really looking for new upcoming artists, gospel artists specifically for this show, or any type of artist that wants to have a platform for their music to be heard, to go to hiphopnational.com. You can upload your MP3s directly to their platform. But specifically on Sunday nights, we're really looking for some up-and-coming gospel artists who can bless us on Sunday nights, because that's very, very important. So right now, we are going to open up the phone lines. If anybody has any questions, comments, we'd be happy to take those comments right now. Yeah, we've got about 10, 15 minutes left. And if not, then we'll bring Mr. Poetic Williams on the line, and he'll any information he'd like to pass on. So with that said, let's open the phone lines up.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. I think we've got a caller at 229-537 with their hand up.
This is General Chris.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing, man?
I missed
the show last week, man, but I'm glad you gave a run back of what the discussion was about last week. Man, you got a powerful show tonight. I see that you don't got a... You don't took the first step and became provoked at the bitterness of people demonstrating their godly devotions, and I see that you got high standards and you got good evidence of communication in that what you're trying to cultivate between the peoples and your audience, and you're doing a great job. And I see that you got a lot of passion tonight on the things that you're talking about, and wish that we all need to hear about that. And like I say, you're doing a great job. And like I said, I missed the show last week, but I'm glad I caught tonight. You know, going through a few trials and tribulations right now with my phone, so I haven't been able to get in and talk. So I'm using somebody else's phone with the blessed God just to hear what you got going on tonight. And you got a lot of great points. You made a lot of great points tonight. What you was talking about the kingdoms and what God expected of us individuals and of the treasure that we have within us. And I see that your heart is very passionate about what you're trying to achieve. And I just wanted to say, man, coming in tonight and say, man, you're doing a great job. And we need that type of fire right now out here for peoples to really grasp the meaning of communication about God's word now. And I just want to say, man, you're doing a great job, man. You know, like I say, I have an ear and I hear what you're saying, and I need to try to put some things in action soon. And like I said, I would like to be a part of what you got initiative trying to start. I just want to say, man, you're doing a great job. That's what I want to say tonight, man.
Well, John, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Any other callers?
Actually, no one else has raised their hand as of at this moment, Chris. But I do want to say that I enjoyed tonight's show as well. And when you put us through the challenge, us men standing by our women, going to the church, because a lot of women do go to church, and I agree with that. I see myself sometimes even being guilty of that, because I would go, and sometimes I won't, but my wife, she's been hands down going consistently and really trying. So I could see myself stepping up to the plate and having to stand by sometimes doing that. So, this is guilty.
I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, we've all been there. We've all been there. There's nothing like a face. The face of a woman is something to behold. We can't take that away. That's one thing I'll never deny is the face is strength to the woman. And if you can find a good one, you better hold on tight. Hold on tight.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I tell you. Well, I'm going to close us out in prayer if there's nobody else. And then we'll finish out the program with the music, correct?
Yes. You got callers. They just, so far they want to sit back and, listen. So you got to let them listen.
Awesome. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this evening. We thank you for this opportunity again. God, I just pray that your word just goes out in power, that it just weighs on every single person within the sound of my voice's heart, that there are changes that take place this week, even if they're small changes, that they'll be able to wake up next Sunday and know that this week was different than last week. And Father, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for what you're doing in the world right now, that the kingdom is starting to advance all over the world. And, Father, we're praying for that same thing to happen right here in the United States, and we pray that this radio program on Sunday nights is a vital part of that move. And we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
With Christ, y'all.
What you want, I say,
a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life. But, hey, I'ma give you my world. Anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Chilling in the backseat, but if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no back now.
What you want,
what you want.
Anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what? My dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look. You doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is. That's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. I'm still hella, God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you. Look.
Under attack, but we shall not be defeated, because the God who is for us is more than the whole world against us. Yes, we're claiming victory today over poverty, sickness, disease, malice, and division, for the saints and for the Lamb of God.
And we proclaim.
Yeah.
don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years, it's but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom, there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon found light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King,
now unto the King,
eternal.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Valder Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. To include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Gospel, hip hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Ink, is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your feet and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Jump
let me see you get out your feet and move your feet,
everybody know, yes, everybody know, beat, everybody know, everybody know.
Let me see you get out your feet and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
needed to let go. Now flex.
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I can lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I can take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so we've been a taste. It's bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. With so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sort of had me sort of misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived. To say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of die, but I can rest possessing my pride. Over the side, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plan. So with the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams, I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my shit. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release the beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec, while I release from the noose.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
Girl, you know what?
What, girl?
Yeah.
It's so, so different from which I came from. Cause Jesus is missing, but y'all won't listen. The end is coming, there's evil going on. Cause the love of my name is tripping in the club for the M-O-N-E-Y. On the corner selling drugs for the M-O-N-E-Y. Giving your body over for a burger and a fry. Then you claim you can't buy love. Maybe that's why you need to try J. I tried J-E-S-U-S, that's how I know. And I haven't been the same ever since. So you already know who I represent. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm representing Jesus. I'm throwing nails, come on. Now let's go, now let's go.
I'm talking about,
talking about,
shout it out,
shout it out, J-E-S-U-S,
that's him.
Let's tell them where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I want to be closer to my King. Said I want to be closer to my King.
Yeah.
I want to be closer than close. Next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see. So we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he. So he deserves to be the King. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Yeah, cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs. Our Father, please, it can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Yeah, every day we live for the J-E-S-U-S. Believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Yeah, 7, you see. I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible. No more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah. That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings, or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah, that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. Saint John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you're hearing me. People catch you see anything possible. Look at G2G, we the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left,
He gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. Get closer to the king, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my king. Ooh, yeah. That's where I want to be.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.